This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Let me repeat that. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Michael's saying, what is this guy doing? That's
okay.
Well, it's a good way to fill the time.
Yeah, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How do you spell that?
T-A-L-K.
Wow.
C-O-U-N-T. D-O-W-N. There's a radio in there first, right? R-A-D-I-O. So yeah. It's
R-A-D-I-O. That sounds good.
R-A-D-I-O.
You know, it's really funny how long do you think this Talk Radio Countdown Show has been on the air now? About 30 years, 33
yes.
years?
Yeah.
And we've never really fully agreed on how it's spelled. In some places, it's countdown as two words.
It's one word. Yeah, right.
And in other places, talk radio is one word. In other places, it's two words.
Two words,
let's decide.
Yep.
Let's decide eventually what the name
let's
of the
have
show
a poll.
Is. Yeah.
Let's do on social media, at Good Day Networks, or at talkers.com, what you want this program to be called. How about that?
What if nobody cares?
In the meantime. Well, let's get to the root of the heart of the matter, the root of our reason for being here. And those are the top 10 stories, the people on the list. Things change as we go through the list, as we go through the week. In fact, this is as we have settled in on the issues of the week for, let's see here, September 18th to the 22nd. One more week and we're Kaputsky, beginning of fall, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Kaputsky.
It's Kaputsky. All right.
Is he another one of Putin's enemies?
Putin, yes.
Colonel Kaputsky.
Kaputsky. Right. Actually, he's serving in the Jewish, probably in the Israeli army. Kaputsky, right?
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, let's go through the top 10 stories. At number 10, we have the Senate dress code and the Lauren Boebert scandal. That's a lovely story. that's an amazing story. At number 9, the Russia-Ukraine war. That's what's so wonderful about this list. You have the Lauren Boebert scandal and the Russian-Ukraine war back-to-back.
I think Lauren Boebert ought to spend some time with Putin. Maybe she could calm him down a little. It might be
sure.
A stroke
I'm sure. Maybe on the opposite, she might get him so excited he has some type of seizure.
Right.
At number 9, as I said, the Russia-Ukraine war. Number 8, Rupert Murdoch steps down at News Corp and Fox. He's leaving succession. He's well into his 90s, and his son, Lachlan Murdoch, or Lakeland, or Lachlan.
Lachlan. Is a Lachlan. Like the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, yes, he's now. I hear he's quite different than his father. I hear that he's a different type of guy. This should be very interesting. At number 7, Trump's legal battles tied with the 24 presidential race. That's all one big glob of dialogue. The UAW strike is at 6. The migrant crisis that the United States is dealing with is at number 5. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation, and that's tied with the Garland testimony. They're related. And the economy and federal policy at number 3. The Biden impeachment inquiry is at 2. And number 1 is the GOP shutdown battle. The People Survey, John Fetterman's back in the news, and he's tied with Lauren Boebert at number 9.
I'd like to see the two. That would be an interesting event.
It would be. At number 9, Vladimir Putin and Vladimir Zelensky, they're tied. Ron DeSantis at 8, Sean Fain at number 7, Rudy is at 6, Rupert and Lachlan are at 5. At number 4, Hunter Biden and Merrick Garland, number 3, Donald Trump, number 2, Joe Biden, and number 1, Kevin McCarthy. He's at the top of the survey, a lot of talk
Kevin
about
for
him.
President!
He's quite a guy, quite a guy.
Well, he's actually doing a pretty good job at managing the cats, like it's like herding cats with that bunch. And I think he's doing, I wasn't that enthused about him at the beginning, but I think he's pretty even-handed. Although, being pushed into that impeachment thing doesn't help his credibility because there's nothing there. Other than that, I mean, you can do impeachment. Look at the amount of time that's been wasted. It's number two this week on the story list. And this is my pejorative for sure. The incredible amount of time and energy being wasted on impeaching this guy. And that goes back through the impeachment trial, or the attempt at Trump, and then all these people over the years. The American public, unless they think that this is fun, and they're willing to pay through their tax dollars for entertainment, because that's really kind of what this is, you're never going to impeach this guy. You're never going to... I would venture to guess that as much as this is tried in the future, you will never again impeach a president because it becomes too complicated, A, and usually there's not a good reason for it, B, it's just become so much rhetoric. It's baloney.
Yeah.
And salami and pastrami all put together.
We're in a sorry state right now.
Oh, my God.
It really is unfortunate.
Yep. And is it because of guys like Rupert Murdoch, and is that, is he, you know, everybody prays, oh, he's a wonderful, no, he's not. I can't say the word that I'm thinking. I think
you almost said it. I heard it almost come out of your mouth.
Yeah,
I know you so well. I sensed it was about to fly out into the airwaves, yes, and I was going to have to catch it with my little net.
Yes, you were.
But he is a that.
Yeah, but he's been smart. The other side of it is, look at the fabulous business that this guy created out of nothing when he was in his 20s. He put all of this stuff together in Australia and the newspaper. He was like, I compared him to Richard Branson in a number of ways, because they both started sort of the same way, and they both have had about the same amount of success as they've gone through life, because they're smart. And they take and figure out how to make, they figure out people. That's what they've done. They figure out people. And then, you know, in this circumstance, you take a message and just keep wailing away at it, and it takes root. And so look at this guy's created a business that started from nothing, owned movie houses, production facilities. I mean, this guy had not just the news media, but all kinds of media wrapped up in his kettle.
Yeah. People think, you know, it's just Fox. It's the whole News Corp situation. No. Newspapers, major papers, respected papers and not respected papers. The question comes down to the responsibility.
On the Wall Street Journal, how many people do you think know that Murdoch's company owns the Wall Street Journal?
Well, you know, I think most people do not know that.
No.
You know, the people that listen to this program know more than most people know.
Because you and I are smart.
I mean, most people don't even know who he is, let alone what influence he's had. But your question of whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, that's a great question. And I'll just say it's a rhetorical question. You know,
yes.
We can debate that for a long time. And it comes down to, what is the role of the media? What is the responsibility of the media? And how influential can the media be when it plays to the divisions between people, as opposed to trying to play to the commonality between people? There used to be a term, common denominator. There was the lowest common denominator and the highest common denominator. In terms of targeting audiences for readership, listenership, or viewership, you know, what do people have in common? How do we create this mass appeal network or newspaper that reflects an entire city or an entire region? You know, like what USA Today tried to do when it first showed up on the newsstands. And Murdoch pioneered the idea of targeting an audience and telling them how they are different, how they are abused, how they are being persecuted by the others. And we're off to the races with targeted media. Media of divisiveness, and I have to tell you,
it
troubles me deeply. Every day I think about the difference between where freedom of speech, the thing that I hold very dear, where it intersects with dangerous speech. And there you go. We're off. As I said, we're off to the races on that one.
Yep. Well, there are plenty of instances where other people have taken his lead. Christopher Ruddy is a good example at Newsmax. Not intellectually what Rupert Murdoch is, but he certainly saw a hole and he's grasped it. But his grasping of the hole is filling the void that was created by the Murdochs walking away from Trump, in essence. And so, I mean, he's been smart enough to figure out how to monetize that, and that's really kind of what that's all about. Except it's a different, it's a heavier hammer. Ailes, in my mind, Roger Ailes, who was kin in many respects to Rupert Murdoch, he understood the same thing. He understood how to take, you know, like blondes and and put them on Fox News, and how'd that attract more attention? What they said wasn't as important as how they looked. And, you know, I mean, that's all sort of entered into how the things become successful. And people say, what are you talking about? Fox is about the news. No, it's not. Fox is about making money. And making money is easier when you have blonde bimbos delivering the news. And that's, I mean, I can go on that, but maybe I shouldn't.
I am your audience. I'm listening. It's very interesting.
We need to talk about,
again, what you're saying is interesting from the standpoint that how news people look has always been a major factor. I mean, maybe Roger Ailes brought it to a new height, and perhaps some of the women that worked at Fox have a beef when it comes to the Me Too movement and all of that. There's a high incidence of that type of complaint. But anchors have been judged on their appearance, and jokes have been made about that for years.
Well, female anchors have. You see that scrutiny being aimed at Huntley and Brinkley or Walter Cronkite.
Good point.
Or Howard K. Smith. All right, 18 after. This is the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse. And to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. Those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at tcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher. Imagine having those two gigantic responsibilities. And he also sings in Gun Hill Road. Can you imagine how this man even approaches trying to sleep at night? It's amazing.
It's funny going around having people say, "You're that Michael Harrison, too?
You're him?" Right, exactly. All right, I want to talk about Lauren Boebert just because it's fun.
She's a fun gal.
Well, you know, I don't know whether to feel sorry for her. As you can imagine, we had a few moments of enjoyment talking about what happened in that event that last weekend, where her breasts were fondled by her boyfriend, and then she decided to return the favor with his genitals being the target of her affection. And the girls, this is a performance that a lot of families are at. "Mommy, Mommy, why is that lady patting her friend on his leg?" Yeah, or whatever else went on there. And it just, I mean, you know that it's the subject of late night shows and the jokes and yada, yada, yada. Do we feel sorry for her? I've never thought she was anything special at all. I think she fits into the same category as Marjorie Taylor Greene, AOC, and the woman who I so disrespect because she's not worthy of my respect in my mind. And then people say, "Well, they're all women. Aren't there any men on your list?" Yeah, plenty of them, starting with Gates. But, I mean, I guess the question is, how do these people get voted in? What's going on with the electorate that they find these people attractive and they want to vote for them? Is that the question?
Yeah, because they don't know the difference between a popularity contest or a, you know...
who's qualified contest?
Who's qualified versus who's interesting or who tells it like it is or or whom they identify with in terms of their own lifestyle. They buy into the any detraction, whether it's AOC on the left or it's Marjorie Taylor Greene on the right. They think it's all political. Oh, the media is out to get them. You know, what happened to Boebert was politically inspired. She was just having a good time. She was celebrating. She was enjoying the show. And the cameras
Who
were
said
on
that?
Her. She said it.
Oh, she said that. Okay.
She said it. Her initial defense was that she was being targeted. That, if you're in politics now, you can get away with anything because any criticism of you is politically motivated. Mm-hmm. That's the story now.
She changed her tune, though.
Well, she changed her tune when the video came out and showed that she was vaping, that she was nasty, that she gave the finger to the people on the way out, that the upper half of her chest was hanging all over the place, and that she was engaged in public sex in a place with children. And this is and this woman preaches family values and godliness.
What a bunch of phonies. They're all a bunch of phonies. Yeah, real phonies. All the way up, top to bottom. Top to bottom. Yeah. How many? Find us a good congressperson. There are some. Find us a good public servant. There are some.
Yeah, you just don't hear about them.
Because they're good.
They don't get covered in the media. Do you know how many qualified people there are in those positions that you just don't even know exist because they go about doing their business as opposed to looking for media opportunities?
Lauren Boebert sucks all the oxygen out of the room, and it isn't just because she's a vapor. Anyway, so that's probably
she's
enough
a
time.
Viper.
For her.
a viper.
All right, 28 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The UAW strike is going to spread to more locations as the strike continues. President Biden's hopes for an early resolution are dwindling as the strike plans to spread to at least 38 different locations across 20 states. Thousands more plan to walk out Friday afternoon and join the roughly 12,700 union members that took part in the initial strike on September 15th. A tropical storm warning is being issued for parts of the East Coast this weekend. Dave Collins has more.
The National Hurricane Center issued a warning from just below Wilmington, North Carolina, up to the Maryland-Delaware state line. Storm surge watch was also issued for parts of the coastline.
And the global release of the iPhone 15 is drawing big crowds today. Long lines formed at the New York City Apple Store this morning as customers eagerly awaited the latest smartphone. The base iPhone 15 is priced at $800, while the more advanced models start at $1,100. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.
These statements are not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Consult your health care provider before use.
Introducing Vinia, a breakthrough superfood with a full matrix of polyphenols from the red grape. Enjoy the health benefits of a bottle of red wine minus alcohol, sugar, and calories. In a clinical trial, Vinia significantly increased the dilation of arteries. This dilation increases your blood flow and the delivery of oxygen and nutrients to your brain, heart, and other tissues, supporting heart health and improving your physical energy and mental alertness. Use code RADIO to get 10% off your first order at ordervinia.com. That's ordervinia.com. Ordervinia.com. Vinia, better blood flow, better life.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Coast to Coast.
Oh, we're back. How about that?
Ready to sing, Michael?
Yep. The Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here with an overview of some of the stories, our thoughts about the stories that have been big on News Talk Radio this week. The United Auto Workers are on strike. Well, not all of them. Some of them are on strike. And there are more promises as this program is aired through the weekend. There will probably be some developments because the automakers say, and they're all together on this, the unions are striking all of the plants of various manufacturers, and the manufacturers say, we're not giving you a 40% raise. The average American is not sympathetic to this because they hear a 40% raise. I'm not getting a 40% raise. I'm not even getting a 4% raise. So these guys are outrageously out of touch, and they fail to grasp what is the practical way to take a run at the what they are desiring. And it brings back into account, into focus, Michael, the unreasonableness and why the union movement has been disdained over the last, 30, 40 years. It was certainly important, and it still is. But the, when you get down to brass tacks, 40% raise, even though it's like 10% over the next 4 years, et cetera, et cetera. Who's getting a 10% raise? It may be that the cost of living, it hasn't gone up 10%, but it's gone up 5%, 4 or 5%. Is this a lot of the money that the companies spent to protect themselves after General Motors went bankrupt, they went back into business, and then the board of directors said, okay, we're going to buy back our stock. So they did. They've spent $20 billion over the last 12 years buying back their stock so they can control it and not have to, worry about whether they're, who's going to control them if they have to go bankrupt again. Anyway, so it's a big PR war. The president of the union is dug in, and the people running the auto, they had a negotiating session toward the end of the week, but didn't get them anywhere. So
I mean, there's another point of view on that, and the other point of view is that the unions are not held in disdain, and that they really are necessary for the working people to have any kind of voice, and that the working people have been really under the thumb of management across the board in America for decades, and that without unions, they'd have no chance whatsoever for the average, you know, factory worker or person who is, you know, considered a blue-collar worker, you know, not red hats, not blue hats, but hard hats. And so I would hesitate to paint unions with such a broad brush that everybody holds them in disdain and that...
No, I wouldn't. If I said that, I shouldn't have said that because I don't think everybody does. But many people do, and in this particular circumstance, because they think that they're asking, well, if you go buy a car, look at the prices of the cars. And the company will tell you, oh, the most expensive part is labor. So we've got to do something to curb the cost so that public, the people who want to buy our products, can buy them and afford them.
Do you in your heart, because we don't really know, you have to be, you know, we have to sit with accountants for days and weeks and months to figure this thing out. But in terms of the absolute truth, do you think that the high cost of automobiles today is directly attributable to the cost of labor? Do you believe that?
I think labor is the most, never mind just in the car business, but in all of business, labor is the largest portion of costs to operate, paying the help. And that's one of the reasons that the robots have made their way into these auto plants, because they, once you buy them and put them in, they don't cost anything. But that hasn't kept the cost of cars from going down. What it's done is increase the profitability of General Motors, Ford, and after all, that's what they're there for. The CEOs are not there to protect the workers. The CEOs are there to protect the value of the stock.
That's right. So if the labor unions don't draw the line and go for the throat and try to protect their people, do you think that the corporate culture will be altruistic and say, well, these people have done a great job, let's share some of those profits with them, if they felt that there were no repercussions for not doing so? I mean, can the average...
What's the repercussion? What it costs to buy a car? Whether these people have a job? Whether the companies go bankrupt,
that these people don't have the right to strike. That these people don't have...
They have the right to strike. Good heavens,
They don't... What I'm saying is, if they didn't have unions holding the line and saying, nope, and we need 40%, they'd be totally screwed.
Yeah, be screwed. Because the companies are not interested in them. They're a tool toward protecting the value of the stock.
They'll probably treat the robots better. They'll probably treat the robots better than
they grease them. Maybe
a good business for us to get into now is to start a union for robots.
Yeah, there you go.
Yep.
Start a union.
I as much as I understand, you know, I've been an entrepreneur. I've run businesses. I've had payrolls to meet for years and years. But I really do respect my workers, and I don't even call them that. I call them my partners, my colleagues.
Yeah.
I think that the American worker is getting a terrible deal on so many different levels, and that doesn't make me a leftist or a Democrat or a socialist. It's just a person who wants to see equity, fairness in the business world.
But how do you determine that in a private business? I'm not going to let somebody look at my books. It's none of their business. But yet I want to pay the people that work for me what they deserve, and B, what I can afford. And there are all different ways of defining that as you look at the various businesses that are around and how they're run, and, you know, what makes up fairness.
Without people necessarily looking at your books, in the average business, in the average situation, if the boss is driving around in a Bentley and the people that work for the boss can't afford, you know, there are no cheap cars anymore.
No.
You know,
$42,000 the average price for a new car.
I mean, it's self-evident whether or not it's fair based upon...
Let's take that apart a little bit. Without the man or woman who started the business with an idea and the creative gumption to perhaps borrow a lot of money, put themselves on the line, take a risk, this is what applies often in the development business. I'm learning that now because I'm in it. But I can apply the same thing in the car business. I can apply it to any business. Rupert Murdoch started with nothing. I use him as an example because he's in the news this week, right? He had nothing. He was a newspaper boy. And he decided that he wanted to be in the newspaper business. So he created the atmosphere in which he could work with people, found people to work toward his first goal. And then he had the creative ability to go and imagine what the second goal is. And he had the balsam to do the third goal. And then he kept going and going and going, always putting his capital that he had earned from his first idea on the line. So if you, the unions, for example, own stock in their companies, right? That's part of it. The General Motors Corporation, some of the stock is held by the United Auto Workers. They see the value in keeping the stock at some level that is responsible and respectful because it's good for their members. So the thing that is out of whack here is people saying, well, he's driving a Bentley, why aren't I driving one? Well, because you didn't come up with an idea. You didn't come up, you didn't put your everything on the line to make this work. That's the difference, unless you're a trust fund baby, and then, you know, all bets are off. But if you've worked, I'll use Murdoch again, as hard as he has, like him or not like him, there would be no Fox, there would be none of that stuff. All those jobs created, all that wealth created, because this guy had the gumption to put it together, and then he found good people to work with. Right? What else?
To a degree. To a degree. I mean, the line of fairness is what we're questioning. You know, what responsibility does that
entrepreneur
have?
Who decides what's fair? Who decides what's fair?
Each person in their own heart of hearts, based upon an education, has to decide what's fair. But when people don't have a clue as to how a business operates and what the costs are and what the role of a union is and what it was like 200 years ago before there were unions and where it could go now.
Awful. There's
no one person who decides what's fair, but the idea is to have an educated public of people who are basically fair-minded. And for people who are lucky enough to be Rupert Murdoch, lucky enough to live in a system, or systems in his case, where you are free to do business, and to use the public roads, and to use the public airwaves, and to use the public resources, and all of the other things that are part of the commonwealth of a people, well, I think that there has to be some mitigating factor that they can't just take advantage of people who don't have
absolutely
the guy given ability to start a business.
Yep, but they're needed in the business to continue to make the business successful.
Correct.
That is the measure, if you will, of the need. And so the people who run the companies have the right to say, this is what we are going to pay you because this is what we want to pay you. If you like it, fine. If you don't, we'll replace you with robots and artificial intelligence. That's mm-hmm. where this is going. That's why the writer's strike is still going on, plus the fact they have lousy leadership, because some of the other strikes that were started have been settled in Los Angeles, but they haven't fixed the writer's strike yet, because the SAG strike, because the leadership is, they don't have any. It's like they're out to lunch. They don't have any. Well, that's the problem. If you want to spread that across the entire universe of reality, we don't have any leadership anyplace, no country, and not only our country, but around the world. Point to somebody who's a good leader. Find a good leader in religion. Is the Pope a good leader? I suppose some people would say, yeah. Some people would say, nah, he's not a good leader. And you look around at anything. Sometimes it's objective, sometimes it's subjective, but it really is an issue. All right. So we need to talk about a couple of other things here. I invite people to call 800-419-DOUG for a good time in Las Vegas. A couple of nights, you won't spend them with me, but I can grease the slide for you by getting you to call 800-419-3684 so that you can enjoy with the other nine callers that will call right now talking directly to an operator. They have 10 operators standing by. That's why I say hurry up and get to one of these people right now so that they can bring you through the way. It only takes a couple of minutes to get those free nights in Las Vegas. It takes a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, and you got time in Las Vegas. How about them apples? Two free nights, 800-419-3684.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you, and coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com, check out what the special is, and you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website, and then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and save big, you want to call us, our number's toll-free, 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
The Top Radio
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here, to solve the problem on your mind as to what you think the charts ought to look like. What are the top 10 stories that have occupied most of the airwaves of news talk stations around the country? Well, we've got the solution to that problem by giving you the list for this past week. According to the research done at Talkers Magazine, number 10 is the dress code in the United States Senate. Number 9, the war between the Russians and Ukrainians. Number 8, the presidential race. Number 7, Trump's legal battles have fallen off from number 1. UAW strike is at 6. The migrant situation is at 5. Hunter Biden and his collective foolishness at 4. The Fed policy as it relates to the economy, number 3. The impeachment inquiry into Biden's presidency. And then the showdown for the shutdown. That's number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm in the Talkers.com website looking around and seeing what people are. You have your own. This is what makes Talkers so unique, because you can take the issues, you can take the whole business and put it into perspective, and you have a lot of different ways of doing it. The printed word, the spoken word, interviews, podcasts, that sort of stuff. So it's all that you would need to know about what's going on here in this wonderful business that we call News Talk Radio. You can find the Talkers. You have an interview this week. I'm looking. I did
no, this, week, this week. This week. This week. This week is there's no new interview this week. There will be next week. And I was on assignment this week, as they say, and we were unable to to do it all.
So coming up next on the countdown is Steve Wiseman. You are coupling with him to do a webinar for folks that are involved in our business. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, well, ransomware and other forms of scams are becoming a terrible problem. Mm-hmm. And we're doing a webinar for people in the broadcasting industry how to protect themselves against ransomware, because there have been an increasing number of cases where this ransomware, it's a form of malware, gets into their systems, and then people say your money or your life, you know, literally.
Right.
This has been a problem in the business. The whole thing about scams, I got to tell you, and Steve Wiseman is one of the nation's leading experts. We're lucky to have him in our association, you know, as a colleague. But scams are a problem, you know that.
Yeah, they sure are. And we talk about that when Steve is here on the countdown a lot. So that's a great service. Thank you. Check it out if you need to at talkers.com. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer friend. And you've helped me many times with Scamicide.com because I've been scammed more times than I can count. So most people. So you get yourself into a corner with you're worried about whether some 501c3 is worth your investment. Check it all out through the information on the website that Steve founded, Scamicide, S-C-A-M-I-C-I-D-E, Scamicide.com. All right, I need to, I think the audience needs a little bit of clarity on number five this week, the migrant situation. I follow the locals here, and I'm going to bring them in because you and I both live in Massachusetts. So far, according to the governor of Massachusetts, the state has had numbers of buses that they can't count of migrants, mostly from Haiti, coming into the state, being distributed here, there, and everywhere. Four busloads have come to my hometown of Framingham. I don't know how many have been delivered up to where you are in Amherst. But the local hotels, they're charging the state. The state's paying the bill. The governor says that we have to set aside $250 million to take care of these people. And the locals are really angry about it, at least here in my hometown. There's a real divide. What do you do with them? It's a humanitarian crisis. Yes, that is true. But why are they here? How did they get here? What are the expectations? And what do we do? The legalities of just saying to these people, okay, we're going to take care of you. Huh? The average person in my town, anyway, is livid about this. And the mayor says to me, what am I going to do? They're here. I'm not going to send them someplace else. And so we have to take care of them. But do we do it at the taxpayer's expense? That's part of the question, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And I absolutely understand, you know, the position of them being dropped off like this. First of all, it is, I think it's inappropriate to have this done as a state matter. And the federal government needs to provide funds for this, because this is, immigration is not something that is
it's a mess because of the feds. right? It's a mess because of the feds.
Well, and it truly is. And here again, you've got Republicans criticizing Biden, and there's plenty to be criticized in regards to his immigration policies. But they're not offering it. All it is you know, putting up walls and
barbed
wire that don't work. Now, one thing that I found that Biden did that it's a little bit window dressing, but at least it's something positive. They established immigration processing centers in countries like Colombia and Costa Rica and Guatemala. So the idea is you're not going to have people trekking all the way up to the border and then in a humanitarian crisis, but processing them in an orderly fashion down in those countries. And that's a step. The other thing, which just seems so reasonable, a new law was or an executive order from Biden administration to say that people coming in from Venezuela who are trying to escape a difficult political time down there are eligible to work right away. And that's part of the thing, too. You know, we cannot just it's great to be able to help everyone, but we can't. We really can't. And so it's got to be done in an orderly process. It takes Congress to put some money into this and actually have courts to do it, because people have to be screened. You just can't open the doors. So you need to find that kind of compromise. And I put the blame entirely on grandstanding people in Congress and governors like in Texas. But you can't ignore this problem. It is a huge problem. And yet, it is also an opportunity. Our country with a declining birth rate, and you see it with jobs are going unfilled. And we need people, and we need these skills. And this
is something
they
need to do it the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you just said something. The congresswoman that represents my district, I don't know if she gets out that far, Congressman Catherine, whatever her name is, she's all for letting them go out there. We need people to work, so let's let them go and try to find a job. That's not the way the American worker wants to see this. It's not right. Catherine Graham, no. What the hell is her name? Anyway.
But whatever. Yes, it has to be done, coordinated, and to me, this is one of the biggest areas where the partisan divide just does no one any good. And the fact that they're not even making the attempt to work together, this is just another one of these situations that is only going to get worse. And so, you know, the Biden administration is also beefing up at the border. It ain't going to work. That's not going to do it.
It's not going to help. All right. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney and expert on legal matters here, commenting on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.